country songs, everything from George Jones to Johnny Cash and Casey Musgraves, and everything in between. So be sure to tune in right here on 105.5 WIRI Wiscountry.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few flurries and lows in the upper 20s. More clouds around for tomorrow. Again, flurries and snow showers possible, high in the mid-30s. Snow wraps up tomorrow night, partly sunny and upper 20s Sunday. Another chance for snow returns to the area by Monday. It's 28 degrees right now.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
I was born in a small town. Mama was a farmer's wife. We knew everyone for miles around. We lived here all our lives.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by El Cafe, Greenaway RV, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
We'll be right back. Welcome, everybody, to the Wisconsin Rapids LinkedIn High School Fieldhouse, where we have Wisconsin Valley Conference girls basketball action coming your way here in about 10 minutes. It's going to be the Wausau East Lumberjacks taking on the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders. My name is Mike Comer. I'll be bringing you the action tonight. I'm joined by the wonderful, honorable, legendary, distinguished, and infamous Randy Paul. Randy, how are you doing tonight?
Pretty good. He couldn't make it. He's got his twin brother here tonight, so it should be a lot of fun.
Oh, it's always fun. Well, we had a fun one last night at the hockey rink about 500 yards to the south. A little bit colder setting last night, warmer setting tonight in the nice field house.
Yeah, we had quite a game last night. Rapids jumping out to that 3-1 lead against top-ranked Spash Panthers, and then Spash just kind of showed their number one ranking in the final 17 minutes there and ended up pulling away, winning it by three. But should be another nice matchup here tonight as you look at records. Pretty similar here with our Rapids coming in 3-9 overall and Wausau East at 5-7 in the Valley. Rapids actually in third place.
Yeah, Rapids comes in with a Valley record of 2-1, whereas East is 1-3. East, they won a game earlier this week against Anago, but previous to that, they dropped their three in a row. Now, Rapids, on the other hand, they dropped their game earlier in the week to Rhinelander, which is kind of an interesting game. Rhinelander did lead throughout, but a double-double recorded by Gabby Nylitz, so that was good for her, 20 points, 10 rebounds. So she's going to hopefully factor in tonight. But Rapids, on the other hand, they've dropped three in a row. Their last win was over Wausau West on December 19th, so right before Christmas. So something's going to give tonight. Either East wins two in a row or Rapids snaps a three-game streak and moves to 3-1 of the conference. I know which one I'm pulling for, and I think I can speak for Randy on that one as well. A bunch of other games going on in the area tonight. I know Assumption High School is going to be busy, as the girls and the boys basketball teams had a girls-boys doubleheader where Assumption was taking on the Rib Lake Redmen. So that should be, on the girls' side, that should be a fairly comfortable night as far as I'm concerned, looking up some of the stats and the records. The boys, I like their odds as well, but it's going to be a little bit more of a challenge. But you know what, you play the game. You don't go off of stats on the internet, or as the saying goes, you play the game, you don't play it on paper.
And then, you know, we talk about Assumption. That's where you and I hope to be on Monday night as well.
Oh, that's going to be a dandy.
One of the polls, they've got Neillsville ranked 10th, tied for 10th in Division 4, and their only two losses this year to two teams in Division 4 that are ranked 2nd and 5th. So those are some tough losses. One was by 3 points, the other one was a little bit greater margin, but that should be a good battle on Monday night. And same thing here. You know, you take a look at Wausau East Lumberjacks and Cindy Crawford. She comes into this game as she's averaging 17.9 points per ball game, and she had 20 the other night, so she's one of the names that we're going to be, you know, talking quite a bit about, I think, here tonight.
Right, and I was about to say, you know, well, Randy, she's like 6'4". She should be scoring that many points a game, but I realized she didn't say Cindy Crawford. It's Sydney Crawford.
Oh, I did say so, Cindy.
Yeah.
Well, you got a different one?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think there's a model once I was that tall. I don't know. We have to do some research on that one. I think that's more Randy's era than mine, but either way, that's she's going to be someone who's going to really be a factor in this game, and it depends on if Rapids defense can really kind of hone in on that, and if they can someone else in the Lumberjack uniform say, okay, I'm your girl. I'm going to be the one that's going to step up.
And if there is somebody, it might be Claire Cushman. She had 12 the other night, but she averages 14.1 points per ball game. So of the team, the third one that we might throw in there is a unique name, Ali Lassis Gravemark. So she had 16 the other night. She averages just a few ticks under 10 points per ball game as well. So should be interesting to watch this matchup between these two squads, which on paper, again, we don't play on paper, but they look to be rather evenly matched.
Yeah, and we're excited to bring this to you tonight. I know I am. I'm pretty sure Andy is. He's shaking here, so it's either that or he's really cold. He shouldn't be in this field house.
No, but it's beautiful.
But either way, we're excited to bring you this action tonight. We're a quick step out here. We got about five minutes here before the pregame introduction, so we're going to take a step out here for Seth, and we'll be back here in a little bit on 105.5 WIRI.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
It's another beautiful day. The folks at El Cafe in Port Edwards are ready to cook up some great food for your bellies and brew some hot coffee for your get up and go. For breakfast, why not try the El Cafe omelet with eggs, chorizo, cheese, tomato, onion, and peppers, plus fruit and toaster pancakes? For lunch, try the cheese curd burger with french fries or fruit. Why not start your meal with a cup or bowl of homemade chicken dumpling or chili? And for dessert, how about a slice of pie? It all sounds so good, you gotta get to El Cafe in Port Edwards. Taste the difference today.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few flurries and lows in the upper 20s. More clouds around for tomorrow. Again, flurries and snow showers possible, high in the mid-30s. Snow wraps up tomorrow night, partly sunny in upper 20s Sunday. Another chance for snow returns to the area by Monday. It's 28 degrees right now.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. Poor man's made out of muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons. What do you
Welcome back to the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School Fieldhouse. It is not the company store by any means, but we're going to have some fun either way, in either one of them, I suppose. Right, Randy?
They're testing our listeners' knowledge of 16 tons.
Oh. I got a lot of jokes about that, too, but I'll refrain. So we're going to stick to talking basketball and local sports with that. I know a couple finals from last night. The Acosta Papermakers girls basketball team, they were roughed up pretty poorly by Westfield. I think that was 80-7. Now, you see that score, you might cringe a little bit. Those programs are in two completely different spots. Westfield's been at state 2 years ago. They made the state quarterfinals last year. Nacoosa's building as a program. Another couple years, that could be a total reversal, that score. Other games that came on. Port Edwards had a really close game with Rosholt last night at Kastner Gymnasium. Didn't quite go the way that that Port would have wanted. But that's another program that is building, and there's been a lot of games where they've been on the same side of the score as Nacoosa was, but they're getting in some of these closer ones, so you can just tell that they're starting to build in the right direction. Of course, Rapids Hockey, they had a tough one last night, 7-4 losers to Stevens Point. On the wrestling mat, Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln got the job done over the Lumberjacks, 72-3. Carter Freeman got his 100th career victory just a couple days after Ben Weidman got his 100th career victory. So hopefully the both of them will be making an appearance down at state here in another couple weeks. Then Nacoosa Assumption Port Edwards Wrestling, they got two wins in a triangular in Westfield. They took down Lakeside Lutheran, and then Westfield. And that was a good one. The one with Westfield came down to the very last match, winner take all, and the Papermakers got the job done. So,
you know, you mentioned Westfield, and you started off by talking about those Westfield girls. couple years ago, we had the chance to go down there and actually broadcast them at state.
Yeah.
And they just stayed like that for a couple years now. They just got a great program going.
Right, and that was a game where when we were leaving, you actually tripped on the curb and almost broke your nose on the street.
We almost didn't get there, too, with that big
pileup
on the highway.
How could I forget that? I was calling my friends in the Fox Valley area trying to find detours and what was going on.
My sister's on the internet trying to find ways around.
Yeah, thankfully we did, but anyways, final horn here before the intros and national anthem, so we're going to take one more step out here, and we will be joining you for the opening tip coming up in just a few moments. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Paper City Savings realizes the way we do banking is different for everyone, and that's why we provide the best of both worlds. We offer face-to-face personal customer service along with the latest in technology. Providing our customers with convenient banking to fit their lifestyle is important to us. You want the best of both worlds in banking? Look no further than Paper City Savings. Paper City Savings, a proud sponsor of area high school sports, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
That song always makes you think of a cat running up and down the keyboard of a piano, Randy. So, but anyways, we're back here at Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln Fieldhouse, and we got the opening starting lineups. Starting for Hwasa East, Claire Cushman starting up there, leading the way. Grayston Berger, Olivia Shoneman, excuse me, Sydney Crawford, and Ollie Graymaid as well. So there's your starting five for the Lumberjacks. Very young group as Cushman, Shoneman, and Crawford, as long as Graymaid, actually a little more senior laden than I thought, but roster's a little grainy to read, so my apologies on that. Rapids on the way is getting their starting rotation going. First up, one of the two seniors on the squad, Emma Schillinger, coming up, then Gabby Nilitz, Kristen Radke, Sydney Holberg, and Jazz Red Cloud, the other senior on the roster. Rapids is a younger team with just two seniors on the varsity roster, so this will be kind of a mix of young, gaining experience, limited success here and there. So they've had some success over the years, whereas East has been a senior-laden team. They've been there, done that, still trying to find their groove. So tonight will be a good measuring stick for both of these teams as we get ready to tip off here in just a moment. The Rapids in their home whites with red trim, letters and numbers. Wausau East in their visiting black uniforms with red numbers and letters and trim. A little bit of white surrounding the letters and numbers, but that's not really anything we need to write home about. Holberg going for the tip alongside of Schoeneman. Tip controlled by Lumberjacks, and we are underway. East is heading from my right to left, as Rapids will be doing just the opposite. A three on the way by East. Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Schillinger, and quickly getting down to the far sideline. Cutting down the court, and pass back to Radke. Radke pass back to Schillinger. Schillinger moves to her right. Top drop off for Red Cloud. Red Cloud moves up into the lane off the glass. No good. Rebound pulled down by Schoeneman. East back the other way. Across the center court line. Passed out to the perimeter line. Shot thrown up by Berger. Deflected by Red Cloud. And Rapids comes away with a loose ball. Skip pass up the other way. Last touch by East, and the ball remains in Rapids possession. Just 17-14 remaining in the first half, and it's still a scoreless game.
46 seconds in, and you can see they're going to let him play. If the ball doesn't get dislodged, something goes over the back, they play on, and I like that.
Yeah, me too. I personally think that's the way basketball should be played. It gets kind of a bad rap for you can't touch anybody. Well, that's not the case. You get down there with some of the big bodies bumping and hitting each other. That's a very physical game, and there's a big shot put up by Gabby Nylitz, and there's a three. First lead, first points of the game. First lead for Wisconsin Rapids, 3-0, 16:50 to go. Shot up by East, no good. Rebounded by Grayman. Pass back out. Crawford up with the runner. Bouncer off the rim. No good. Ball is loose. Rebound pulled down by Berger. Shot up. Still no good. Graymade shot, and there's your whistle. Here's going to be two on the play, and I believe that goes up against Radke. We'll double-check that call. And it is. So first foul of the night on Wisconsin Rapids. First foul on Radke. And it's a 3-0 lead for Rapids. 16:30 left to go in the first half. East shooting two. Shot up. That's good. You can count that one.
Already three substitutions coming in for East.
That means they're deep, but how are they going to play if it's a close game late if they're all tired? Shot is up again. Rattles home. You can count both of them. 3-2 game. Rapids advantage, 16:30. Rapids at the inbound pass. Holberg down, cuts through the lane. Stop, pop. And she's getting to it. She was fouled on the shot. Foul, I believe, will be on Grayson Berger, her first. East's first, and that's what the call will be. So two coming the way of Sydney Holberg. Talented sophomore on the team. Shot up, a little long off the back iron, no good. She'll get another crack at it. Accomplished tennis player, very accomplished softball player. Her dad, of course, is the Lincoln softball coach. Sister Sawyer plays up at UWSB. That one is up and rattles out. Neither shot is good. East with the rebound. 16:20 to go. 3-2 Wisconsin Rapids lead. East, far corner. Crawford, runner up. No good. Gets the rebound. Up again. No good. Still a rebound pulled in by East. Berger can't handle it. Ball slides out of bounds. Rapids gets possession. That's a turnover on East as she lost the handle of the ball. A little bit of a press applied by the Lumberjacks. Inbounds to Radke. Back to Red Cloud. Back to Radke. She's going to have to start moving a little bit. Right about that middle portion of the 10-second count. She succeeds in doing so. Ball is tipped out of bounds when Holberg was looking for Nylitz. Rapids retains possession.
Grave made with quick hands, and you can tell she handles the ball well as she goes between the legs with the dribble. She has it offensively, so she's the one and gets the steal right here.
There's your first turnover of the night for Wisconsin Rapids. Underslayed that by Grave made. Rapids with the rebound up the other way. Pass back out to Red Cloud. She moves to her right. Nylitz moves to her right in the lane. Shot up. She's going to get two as there's a foul on the shot. I think that was by number one. That'd be Tally Schindvein.
It's a mouthful either way.
Yeah, it is. Usually better with German pronunciations than that.
Schindvein.
Okay, Sergeant Schultz. shot is up. Shot is up, and it's good for Nylitz. That's her fourth point. Gets another one. Rapids leads 4-2. Bend of the knee shot up, and it's nothing but net. She gets both of them. Rapids up 5-2 with 15 and a half to go in the first half. East gets the ball into the offensive zone. Passing around the perimeter as Rapids applying a man pressure. Kind of a rotation of a 2-3 to a 2-2-1. Just depends on what's going on. There is a shot going up for Cushman, and she gets hooked. Her arm gets hooked by Red Cloud. So there is her first foul. Rapids second, and there's two coming the way of Claire.
Aja Herrick also coming into the ball game. She had 10 the other night against Antigo.
Shot is up and rolls out. So first attempt for Cushman is no good. Yeah, that's the thing with East is they roll pretty deep on that bench. Just about everyone gets in. So it'll be interesting to see how fresh legs will do for them as the game goes on. Second shot is up, and it is good. 5-3 Rapids advantage. 15-15 to go. Rapids inbounds the ball. No one home. Ball is loose. Ball is loose. Ball is still loose. And there's a timeout call by Wausau East, and it's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here, Andy. I think we should, at least, by my estimation.
Yeah, Jazz Red Cloud had to get that ball inbounds. It was getting close to 5 seconds.
Yeah, it was.
Got between a couple of the offensive players, and when the ball skidded all the way out near the half-court line,
yeah.
Alertly, they jumped on it, and Coach Stout jumped on the opportunity to take a timeout. So
yeah, heads up. Yep. Absolutely, heads up there. But we'll take this opportunity here to want to thank our sponsor, Econ Electric, for being a sponsor of the high school sports season. Econ Electric has been providing industrial, commercial, and residential electrical contracting services throughout the state of Wisconsin since 1970. That's a long time, Randy. I say that every time, but I still know that is a long time.
Just minutes in the life of some of us.
Inbounds for the Lumberjacks. Schlinwein got the handle of the ball. She passes it around. She's taking a shot from the right wing, a little to the left. Bounce off the back bracket. Rebound by East. Put up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Red Cloud. Rapids ball going the other way. Red Cloud pass back out to Nylitz. It's a little wide of the mark, but she could handle it. Pass down underneath. Ball is being tipped around. Goes to Radke. Shot is long on a three. Rebound for East. Going back to their offensive end of the field house. Schlinwein passed down low, back out, takes another three attempt. She just missed the previous one, and this one rattles out. This was a little bit closer than the previous one. East still gets it. Another shot, and that one counts. Tally Schlinwein with the three on her third attempt, and now East holds a 6-5 advantage, a Rapids turnover. Another shot put up by Berger, and there is a foul. She's going to be getting two. The foul was committed by Wisconsin Rapids number 24, Jazz Rugclough. That is her second, team's third, and there are two shots coming the way for Wausau East. I believe that was Grayson Berger again.
They don't list the heights for Wausau East, but no. Herrick appears to be maybe an inch or two taller than anyone on the court for Rapids right now, and she's taking advantage by getting a couple of offensive rebounds so far.
Right, and that's one thing I was going to comment on. Like you said, East does not have any heights on that roster, which makes things a little tough for us. But they've got some length. I saw that in the JV game. They've got some height and some length to them that Rapids doesn't have. Shot up, bounce out, no good. Rebound to Nylitz. Rapids comes back the other way, trailing 7-5. East leave. 14 minutes to go in the first half. Shot up, and you can count it. Nice. Radke with the points.
Nice job of just putting the head down, driving the lane, and laying it out.
13:50 to go. 7-7 ball game as East works around the perimeter. Berger with the ball. Pass it over to Schlinwein. Back down low to Gravemaid. Ball tip. Turnover East. Rapids with possession. Radke over the center court logo. Sydney Holberg up. Good. You can count the three. Her first points of the game after missing a pair of free throws. Rapids up 10-7, 13-20.
As Raph would say, she got the puppy set.
East gets their offense set. Geneva Micklig in there for the Lumberjacks. Naisha Herrick in there as well, working down low. Couple strong bodies down there. And as I say her name, Naisha Herrick can't get possession of the ball. Ball tips out of bounds, and it is Rapids ball. More substitutions coming the way for the Lumberjacks, as it looks like Sydney Crawford, as well as Schlinvine coming in.
Brave Maid, I'm sorry, could be. It's a long way away.
Yeah, it is. Red on black. Think you can see it. Still can't. Three bomb on the way attempt by Radke. And no good. There's a foul on Rapids underneath. So there's your turnover possession. And looking at that, trying to see who it was called on. 33. That is Riley Hasberg. So that is her first.
Just a sophomore at 5'9". Get a little height in there to combat that of Miss Herrick.
East quick runner down the line. Layup off the glass for Cushman. You can count it. 10-9, Rapids lead. Not being able to really pull away here, but it's early yet. Rapids being harassed in a full court press by the Lumberjacks. Nylitz gets the ball, passed down low to Hasberg, and she has it rejected out of bounds. Last touch by East. Rapids ball.
Berger just did a nice job of taking the reach in. Instead, she played the bounce pass and got over and still blocked it out.
Anticipation. And that was very good anticipation for the Lumberjack. There's Nylitz looking for somewhere to go with the ball. Pass long outside to Kaur. Kaur stops. Pass back outside to Hasberg. Holberg out to Kaur. Top of the key. Three bomb on the way. You can count it. Three-pointer for Kaur. And Rapids sees the lead grow at 13-9. 12 minutes to go in the first half. East coming down the court. Offensive zone, runner put up off the glass, off the rim, no good. That shot was up by Crawford. Rapids comes away with it. Nylitz moving down quickly down the other end of the court. Ball tipped away, pulled back by Hasberg. Hasberg back to Nylitz. Nylitz ball fake, poked out of bounds by East's Cushman. Rapids retains with possession, 11:50 to go in the first half, up 13-9.
You know, it's kind of like we talked in the pregame, right? We thought it'd be a good matchup thus far. We are not disappointed.
No, this has been exciting so far. I like the hockey game.
Mm-hmm.
Nylitz to inbound. She's about count three. Pass down low to Radke. Ball is tipped. Still stays with Rapids. His last touch by the Lumberjacks.
Nylitz did a good job. Sometimes when you're standing out of bounds, that ball comes towards you. You want to just grab it.
Yep.
She let it sail over her head and didn't get the turnover.
That's right. Still counting. Goes down low to Hasberg. Outside to Kaur. Back to Nylitz. Thought about a three. Kick back out to Kaur. Kaur thought about a three. Stops. Free throw line. Pass back to Holberg. Holberg off the glass. Bank it. Count it. Good. 16-9 Rapids lead. 11:30 to go. Great bank shot. She didn't call it, though, so I don't know if it counts.
We'll give her 1.5.
All right. Well, it counts either way. Okay. But the old horse games. I don't know if kids still play that or not. Runner put up by Haley Bass. Foul on the play. Shot is no good. So there's another foul going on Rapids. This will be against Kaur, her first. Team's fifth. They've only got one more to give here before East goes in the bonus. Shot is up. Off the back iron. Pops straight up and falls through.
You know, kids do still play horse. But the thing is, I can tell I'm getting older because I'm starting to lose to first graders.
Ooh, Randy.
It's brutal.
Well, the kids nowadays have no mercy, you know.
No respect.
No respect. First free throw by Cushman was good. Second one is good as well. 16-11, that lead now sits for the Red Raiders. 11:15 to go. Holberg, pass center court, goes to her left. Spin move in the lane, runner, but she gets called for running, also known as a travel. So there's another turnover for Rapids. Just their second by my count, as East will be inbounding the ball. And they do. Berger to Cushman. Cushman gets across the center court stripe. Pass to her left, down low to Crawford. Crawford three bomb on the way. No good. Rapids rebound by Red Cloud. She's getting hounded down under the basket. And there is a timeout, a 30-second timeout called by Rapids coach Mitch Woolding. And we'll take one, too. Step back here in a moment. 105.5 WIRI.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
.10:54 remaining in the first half here at the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln Fieldhouse. Wisconsin Rapids leading 16-11. Randy, so far, what's your thoughts?
I think Seth Haberger back in the studio is doing a heck of a job.
Oh, amazing job as always.
And the game itself, just what we expected. Good battle, a couple of evenly matched teams, and right now, the Raiders showing why they've got a 2-1 record in conference and hold the lead over the Lumberjacks.
Over the head pass, drops a dime into Sydney Holberg. Pass low to Schillinger. Schillinger fakes a three, hits a runner. Up, bounce four times off the rim and falls through, hooping the harm as she will be getting an and one, the old-fashioned three-point play.
The other thing that I noticed about Rapids is they're doing a good job on that jab step where they fake that shot. And Wausau has been biting on it, and they've been driving around him and getting a shot just like that.
Shot is up, and you can count it. Three-point play the old-fashioned way by Emma Schillinger. So Rapids grows that lead to 19-11. Nice firearm from the World War I era. It's as good as a score. 10:30 to go, and there is your three. Back the other way for East. So they cut that lead back down to 19-14.
That was grave made from way downtown. That was almost NBA distance.
That was a good shot. But ball goes back to Rapids. There's a little bit of scrum for it. Went out of bounds. Last touch by East. Core gets the ball. Nice lob pass down low to Hasberg. Nice. Stops, fakes, in. You can count that one. First points of the night for Hasberg. Lee goes back up, 21-14. Good football game so far, Randy.
There you go.
East trying to get the ball. Rapids really cranking up the pressure on defense. Now they step back a little bit, trying to get a transitional turnover as Cushman goes to her left. Pass on over to Schlinwein. Very good golfer in her own right. I knew I recognized the name. Behind the back, shot put up by East. Rebound to Core. Core run through the lane. Up off the rim, a little short. Pulled down by East. Berger back the other way, being guarded by Rapids Hasberg. Off the glass, off the rim. You can count it. Berger with her first basket, third point of the game. 21-16, Rapids lead, 9:40 to go. Holberg with the ball, fakes left, goes right around her back, goes back to her left, goes through the lane, off the glass, rattles home. Nice shot by Holberg. 23-16, Rapids lead.
Just didn't give up that dribble. She just continued and wove her way right through the entire defense before she put it up with the left hand.
It's an old wrestling adage I learned. Keep moving, keep moving, keep moving. And that's what she did. And keep moving was Claire Cushman as she gets under the basket. And she hits two of her own. 23-18 lead as we're going basically basket for basket. Here's Holberg down the other end, and there's another two.
It was like back to back to back. All three of those.
25-18, Rapids lead, and East calls a timeout. We'll take one, too. Full timeout, Seth. Back here in a minute on 105.5 WIRI.
It's another beautiful day. The folks at El Cafe in Port Edwards are ready to cook up some great food for your bellies and brew some hot coffee for your get up and go. For breakfast, why not try the El Cafe omelet with eggs, chorizo, cheese, tomato, onion, and peppers, plus fruit and toaster pancakes? For lunch, try the cheese curd burger with french fries or fruit. Why not start your meal with a cup or bowl of homemade chicken dumpling or chili? And for dessert, how about a slice of pie? It all sounds so good, you gotta get to El Cafe in Port Edwards. Taste the difference today.
Paper City Savings realizes the way we do banking is different for everyone, and that's why we provide the best of both worlds. We offer face-to-face personal customer service along with the latest in technology. Providing our customers with convenient banking to fit their lifestyle is important to us. You want the best of both worlds in banking? Look no further than Paper City Savings. Paper City Savings, a proud sponsor of area high school sports, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Let's
little cheap trick for you from the field house tonight. You know, they used to, when they first kind of got together, they would play over in Appleton and Manitowoc.
Cheap trick.
Yep.
That was Chicago.
Yeah, but before that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, Randy, you know, people ask me all the time why we like sports so much. It's, well, it's going to be living in Wisconsin. There's nothing to do but to watch sports, right?
And
according
to
Justin Fields, right?
Right.
Thanks, he'll, Justin. He'll have his on Sunday, I hope, as East gets the ball into their offensive zone. Shot put up by Schlinwein. Up, no good. Rebound by Nylitz. Rapids takes the ball. Pass center court. Nylitz coast to coast. Runner up off the rim. Falls through. Another basket for Nylitz. 27-18 Rapids lead. 8:20 to go in the first half.
Might be the biggest lead of the night.
It might be. I got to go through and double check that, but it very well might be a 9-point lead for Rapids, especially as East trying to get down low. Their Rapids is really challenging them low, and that's East doesn't really want to settle for a 3-point game. Shot put up by Micklig, fouled on the play, and she's getting two
again. No heights listed for the Jacks, but she does appear to have a couple of inches on the Raiders down low, and she used it right that to her advantage.
And waiting for them to put the number up on the board, and they are not doing so. But either way, Micklig up, shot, no good, bounces off the back iron. She gets one more crack at it. I'm still waiting for them to put that foul up. They have not yet. Second shot up, and you can count that one. 27-19 Rapids lead, 7:54 to go. Rakur takes the ball down the near sideline, goes back to her left, and she gets the ball stripped away. Last touch by East, rolls out of bounds, and Rapids will keep the ball. Nylitz prepares to inbounds. She's traditionally the inbounder on the baseline.
That was one of those situations where maybe it was a foul, and it probably went off Rapids, but instead of calling the foul, they just gave the ball to Rapids, and everybody's happy.
Yeah, I don't know if East is, but inbounds. No one looking on the backside for Coor. Coor puts it up off the glass. Rebound by, I believe that was Micklig, and there's a foul coming up on Rapids. Goes the other way, as there will be a bonus situation coming up. That is the second on Coor. They didn't put that foul previous up, so my foul numbers are off, but we'll figure that out as the game wears on. I'll figure out my math that way. But either way, Geneva Micklig going for two, or one and one, I should say, as the Lumberjacks are on the bonus. Spin of the ball, bend of the knees, shot is up. Oh, nothing but net. That's her third attempt from the line. She was one of two. Now she's two of three. Spin of the ball. Rolls out. Rebound. Mad dash for it. Pulled down by East's Crawford, and she gets a layup. Quick transition there. 27-22. Rapids lead 7.5, and there's a foul.
Crawford kind of got away with one on the takeaway and put back there with the push off the arm, but so they got her back on the defensive end.
And that is her first. The East fourth, they have not been putting the fouls up on the scoreboard, so my foul numbers are off. I keep an eye on that fairly closely, wait for the official word, and they have not been putting those numbers up on the scoreboard. So I will do the best I can to get that sorted out here as we go forward. Rapids ball. Nylitz pass back out to Red Cloud. Red Cloud's about top of the key. Pass over to Radke. Radke moves to her left. Pass over to Korb to her right. Three bomb on the way by Red Cloud. A little bit to the right and short. Rebound pulled down by East's Berger. Berger going coast to coast as she tries to get down low. She gets tripped up a little bit. Pass back on out. As there's a whistle, and there's a travel, and there's your fifth turnover on the night by East, by my count. The Rapids will be getting the ball underneath the basket. Inbounds by Red Cloud. Radke and Holberg sitting down low, pass into Radke. Radke moves to her left, kind of a jab step there to get some separation. And she's bumped the whole way, and there's a foul called on Gravemaid, her first. That one was a no-brainer. That's how I caught that one. That's her first. Fifth on East as inbounds will be coming for Wisconsin Rapids, arguing of, not arguing, but trying to figure out who wants to inbound it. Red Cloud says she will be the one. Passes in the backcourt to Radke. Radke making her way across the timeline. Pass up ahead to Nylitz. Nylitz back over to her left to Red Cloud. Red Cloud pass to Holberg. Holberg fakes right, stops, pops. Three bomb on the way, a little long. Rebound by Cushman. East storming the other way. Pass down. Shot. Can't get anything going for Olivia Schoeneman, the lanky senior out there. She gets fouled on the floor, but it's still a 1-1. That's a second foul on Nylitz. So that would be where I was missing one.
The other observation is that East is just pressuring the whole game because they are so deep. And you just wonder how that's going to play out here in the second half.
Right. Shot up. First one of a 1-1 off the back iron. Rebound Rapids. Radke crosses center court. 6:20 to go in the first half. 27-22 Rapids lead. Three bomb on the way by Red Cloud, and you can count that. Red Cloud making it rain from three as Rapids goes up 30-22 over the Lumberjacks. Through another three on the way by East, wide of the mark. Red Cloud's first basket of the night. Big three for the Raiders. Rapids pass Radke back to Holberg. Holberg goes to her left. Red Cloud thinks about a three, stops, cuts into the lane, loses the dribble, pass out to Schillinger. She is a little too strong on the shot. East rebound. Schillinger back guarding down low, goes over her shot off the backboard. East rebounds. Spinning shot put up by Berger. Rapids recovers. And there is a foul being called. I'm supposing it's against East, and it should be against Berger. So Rapids will be, after the next foul, will be in the bonus as well. So there's they're talking about it, letting her know what she did and answering any questions, which is always good to see officials do. If there's any questions of, well, I didn't think I did that. What exactly did I do wrong? I didn't think I did. And the official was calmly explaining it. Okay. A nod, and okay, well, let's play on. Nylitz with the inbounds pass back to Radke, over to Holberg. Holberg on the right side of the court. Pass on over to Schillinger. Schillinger kicks back out to Nylitz. Nylitz thinks about a pass. Kicks down low to Radke. Bounce, bounce, bounce. No good. Rebound pulled in by East, but foot was on the line of the end line, and Rapids keeps the ball. Nylitz to inbounds yet again. He's got to hurry. Kicks over to the side to Schillinger. Schillinger, three bomb on the way. Long. Rebound was handled by East. Can't handle it. Falls out of bounds. Rapids keeps possession.
Herrick and Schlindwein, who came in that last whistle. That was Herrick that time, who just couldn't handle the basketball.
Nylitz. Where is she going? She's got to hurry. There she goes. She gets it out to Schillinger. Schillinger over to Red Cloud. Red Cloud, three bomb on the way. You can count that one, too. Back-to-back threes by Red Cloud, and Rapids is enjoying a 33-22 lead, their largest of the game, just under 5 minutes to go in the first half. East passing around the perimeter, not really getting much of a shot for low. Take a three on the way, up by Berger, no good, pulled down by Red Cloud. Red Cloud pass up ahead to Radke. Radke stops, thought about three, kicked over to Red Cloud. Another three on the way. She gets another one.
Jazz is having herself a night.
Jazz is having a great night. Three big shots in a row for 3 points. 36-22 lead Rapids. Yet again, biggest lead of the night. East getting the ball low. And it is an offensive foul. Turnover in tow with the foul.
There's no doubt or either. Both the officials.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah,
they looked at each other and it was just.
Yep, that's a second on Sydney Crawford. 4:21 to go. Rapids lead 36-22.
Now East going to drop back into a 2-3 zone.
Yes, they are. Kind of confused, trying to get Rapids on the same page.
Stop Jazz from hitting those threes.
Yes. Yes. I mean, that opens things up down low, which
like
it did.
Right there.
But there is an offensive foul.
I think a screen on backdoor.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Mm-hmm. That would be on Holberg. I think they're calling on Holberg. They are not. They're calling it on Radke. judging by Holberg's reaction, I thought it was on her. She obviously disagreed with the call on Radke. That is Radke's second.
Yeah, they said Tristan in that back screen there.
Okay.
Got her freed. They gave her a little shove in the back.
I just saw the reaction of one of the players and went with that. As there's a timeout being called by Wausau East. Coach, and it is trying to see if he never said 30 or not.
They're sitting down. That's a good sign.
Yep. No.
They're going to be. Well, they're standing up now.
Yep, so they're standing up. I think he said 30. So we'll keep it right here and keep talking about this game. 4 minutes left. Rapids' largest lead, 14 points by my count. That's got to be sitting pretty good for this point in the game.
Yeah, you know, it was close the whole, probably the first 10 minutes, 11 minutes or so of this first half. And just now a bunch of threes here by Jazz has just kind of made the difference. And as talking about, you know, looking ahead a little bit, these two teams both play next Tuesday, both on the road. Rapids will be at Merrill, while the Jacks will be at the crosstown rival, Three Dubs.
Well, that'll be a good one.
Yep.
The log game on the court. I got an update here, a final for you, Randy. I know you're going to like this one. Assumption Girls victorious over Rib Lake, 75-35.
You called that one, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Sarah Shaw, 19 points. George Jaglinski, 18. Riley Stablesky, 11. Eddie Vollert, 11. Pretty nice night for a bunch of them Royals.
I'll say good for Riley too, right?
Yeah, gotta feed the girl in the post. And there is a inbounds pass, and it is a foul on Wisconsin Rapids.
Another on Racky, I think.
I think it is, and it is. Judging by the fingers that are being held up by the official, appropriate ones at that. And we're going for two for Wausau East.
Three on Kristen now, huh?
Yeah. She's got three. She's got to be very careful.
She'll come out right after this free throw.
I would figure as much. Free throw up. No good. Free throw attempt by Berger. That is her first. The East going to be shooting two from here on out the halftime.
Lexi Couring for the Raiders, a 5'7 junior.
She's a talented ball player. She had a very good showing at the Century Classic when I was able to watch them last week. Crawls over the front rim, and the words are Andy Paul, and you can count it. 36-23, Rapids lead. 3:45 to go. Nylitz fake a shot, pass out to Schillinger, outside to Holberg. Holberg, three on the way, a little wide of the mark. Rebound going to be called to nobody as it's tipped out of bounds. Last touched by East. Rapids keeps the ball. Nylitz to inbound yet again. 3:36 to go before the half.
Hasberg back in, the sophomore, 5'9".
Pass quick over to Red Cloud, down low to Hasberg. Hasberg wants to kick it back out to Red Cloud. Down low pass attempt, no good. Turnover for Rapids, just their third. I'm sure I missed a couple in there. A couple offensive fouls, so that's, I know I missed those. Either way, East back the other way. Trying to work outside that three-point line and just can't get anything going. A little runner through the lane, can't hit the shot. Red Cloud back with the rebound. Nylitz standing top of the key. Pass over to Corr in the right wing. Corr back to Red Cloud. Back to Nylitz. Back to Red Cloud on the right side. Red Cloud goes to her left. Spin cutting through the lane. Ball gets tied up. Jump ball called, and Rapids will stay with possession. That'll be a turnover of the possession arrow, as Randy calls it.
Berger got the hand in that time. Got the hand on top of the ball. And
good timing. Down low pass to Hasberg from Nylitz on the inbound. Too strong off the backboard. Rebound pulled in by East as they get to the other side of the court. Schlinwein up shot. Three bomb, no good. Pulled down by Red Cloud. She's getting pounded on down low. And there's another jump ball. East will get possession and then flip over the possession arrow. So another turnover for the Lumberjacks. Inbounds, Berger. She's up to count three, four. Bounces off of Cora's head. Ball is loose. East does recover. Cushman with it. Going to her right. Gets into the wing. Stops. Pass back out to Berger. Berger down low. Ball is not handled cleanly. Schlinwein up. Three on the way. You can count it. Second three of the night for Tally, and it's 36-26. Rapids lead. 2:15 to go. First half. Red Cloud thought about a three in the Rapids' next possession. Out to Holberg, back on over to Corr. Another three thought for Red Cloud as pass goes to Corr. She can't handle it. Bounces out of bounds. East gets the ball.
Right now, Coach Stout probably thinking, you know, there's 2 minutes to go. if we can get this thing to single digits before halftime, we've made quite a rally, actually, and have something to talk about positive in that locker room.
Right. That's one way to look at it if you're an East fan. As East cuts down the lane by Cushman, she gets another two. And like you said, Randy, get it down to single digits. 36-28, Rapids lead, 145.
It was just 36-20, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Holberg goes up the lane, and she gets fouled on the floor, but that's still going to be a 1-1. As the foul is going to be on 20, and 20 on their roster is Herrick. Herrick, first foul. First shot up for Holberg off the back iron, no good. Rebound for East. East into the forecourt. 1:30 to go. Pass down low to Berger. Berger, no good, but she's fouled on the shot. Foul, I believe, will be on Nylitz. And it is. So there's two coming to Berger. A little bit of sloppy play right now, a little disjointed by my view, Randy.
Boy, they had a good pass underneath where she had a wide open look and missed it and got banged after the shot.
Yep.
But super bonus, so she'll be shooting two anyway. She made the first.
She gets the first one. 36-29, Rapids lead, 1:31 to go. First half. Dribbles, spin of the ball. Bend of the knees, shot up, arcing shot off the back iron. No good. Rebound by East. Last touched by Berger as she goes for it. Rapids ball.
Asperger went over the back.
And she got the call. Okay. Yep. I missed that one. Everyone who has a foul on Rapids, Nylitz, Radke, both have four. Red Cloud, Hasberg, and Coor each have two. The only ones without is Emma Schillinger and Holberg. As the first free throw goes up, rattles out, no good. Trying to double check the number. I believe that's four, hair over the numbers. So when she turns, I'll be able to see it. Free throw up, no good. Rebound for Rapids. Yep, and that was four. No good, but Rapids can't hold on to the ball. Pass, three bomb on the way. Three attempt by Gravemaid, and she makes it. East creeping up closer, 36-32 at the moment. Rapids, 105 to go. Coor runner up to the baseline, shot up. She gets harmed on the shot. She goes to the line for a 1-1. Well, she might be getting two, because I believe that was on the shot.
I think Crawford on the block that time and just slid that left foot out a little bit. She was pretty stable, except at that last second. And
yep.
Caused her to get the block.
Can't show any movement. Coor, big bend of the knee, shot up, bounce off the back iron, no good. That was our first free throw attempt of the evening.
12-0 run here for the Jacks.
Yeah, Jacks are back in it. Big bend of the knees, shot up. You can count that one.
Breaks the streak.
37-32 Rapids lead with 1:02.
1 minute ago, I was saying want to get it underneath, right? Get it
right.
less than double digits.
If they can tie it or take a lead, that's a huge feather in their cap as we're under a minute to go in the first half. East moving to the right. That's Cushman. Pass down low. Ball is being fought over, and ball was loose, and there is a travel. I was wondering how long it was going to take for that whistle. Turnover on East with the travel. Rapids gets the ball, and they can play for one shot now with 49.7 to go.
Yeah, I would imagine Jacks will go man-to-man here so they can't just stand out in the perimeter and pass it around.
Right.
They're going to do that.
Holberg in the forecourt. Moves to her right. Stops. Red Cloud thought about a three. Going down low, and she gets the ball tied up. All ball. Drops the ball. East picks it up. East into the other way. Underneath. Put up by Berger. No good. Rapids rebound up the other way. Berger a little slow to get up. Hasberg pass out to Holberg. Holberg three on the way. You can count that one.
They took advantage that time of
40-32. Rapids lead 15 seconds. East playing for the last shot. Gravemaid with the ball. Stops. Long three. Way downtown. Off the front of the basket. Ball's loose. 4 seconds. 3-2-1. And was a long pass, way wide of the mark. And that is your horn, end of the first half. And our game reads, Wisconsin Rapids, 40. Wausau East, 32. 10-minute halftime will be coming up as we'll be taking a timeout here. Listen to some news and some ads and get some numbers crunched. And keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
It's high school